At this time of the year, when we celebrate the nativity or birth of our Saviour, many people focus on the presents that they may receive, especially those of the younger generation. Such an expectation is not uncommon, nor is it lightly dismissed. For are not the material gifts we give external signs of our internal life and respect for others? I would rather speak not about presents, but about the presence. The person whose presence makes all the difference and gives meaning to this exchanging of gifts. The presence of Christ, who is what we call the paradoxical Prince of Peace. Christ is a paradox, an enigma, for he is like us, but not like us, being divine. He is eternal, yet he took on time. He was born of a woman who is both a virgin, remained a virgin, and also a mother. You can't have both ends, either or. He was born without a father on earth and without a mother in heaven. He was born poor, yet he was rich. He was so poor that on a cold winter's night in Bethlehem, he was treated like an unwanted refugee and had to shelter in the stable with animals. No cot or bed had he, but just the feeding trough of the animals, the manger. All was willed by God, and therein he was laid, who would one day claim to feed our souls. The Eucharistic King, who is the living bread of heaven, was born at the town of Bethlehem, which simply means the house of bread. He came for us, but was not welcomed by us. In fact, he was the Jewish Messiah, the Anointed One, or in Greek, the Christos. But the Jews were not present at his birth. He came as a king, yet there was no civic or political leader to meet him or welcome him. The only guests invited to his birthday were the shepherds, invited by the angels, singing a hymn, the angels were, which we have just proclaimed, and the wise men, the Magi, who later on were guided by that star. Both were humble, for only the humble, those endowed with the virtue of humility, ever witness to the presence of God. For the shepherds were humble because they knew nothing, being illiterate, unable to read, they were limited in their knowledge. And the wise men were wise enough to know they knew not everything, and both came in search of he who is the truth. Christ is a prince. He was born as a prince of royal lineage, born of the house of David, the son of Jesse. And being of such ancestry, he bestows on us, his royal subjects, born into his family at our baptism, not with blue blood in our veins, but grace in our souls, the gifts of joy and peace. And what family at Christmas time does not need peace? Often Christmas, which is a grand gathering of families who travel hither to thither, far and wide, can result in moments of tension and pain. Apart from the heat, the food, the presents, we have persons to deal with. And sometimes past hurts are relived and unforgiving hearts lead to more resentment and bitterness. Christmas can seem to cause more trouble than it solves. When such moments occur, remember this, that the presence of the Prince, Christ, can always bring us peace on his birthday. That's not fiction, but fact. For 100 years ago, on this very evening, perhaps at this very time, his peace cleaved apart the hatred of thousands of soldiers. Their hearts were now going to witness to friendship rather than fiend, harmony rather than hatred on his birthday. It's 1914, during the First World War, the so-called Great War, amid the battlefields of Europe, a remarkable event occurred. It's called the Trench Truce of Christmas. The British and Allies, the Australians had not yet arrived, were fighting the Germans from their trenches. And visualise the trenches. Their width, think about their clothing, that heavy woolen cloth, their strange hats of World War I. They'd seen their mates bleeding, suffering, dying, day after day. But this night would be different. Late that night, a lantern was lit One never lights a lantern in the trenches, for the enemy will see where you are and fire. But on this occasion, the light was lit for another reason, and hung or put up high. It was a gesture of peace, a gesture of peace from one side to the other. For on both sides, there were Christians, Lutherans, Presbyterians, Protestants and Catholics, all have a common saviour. And this was the night of his birth. The light beckoned the hearts yonder, yet many remained weary about the melody until the melody of Silent Night was sung. Remember Silent Night, which hopefully we'll sing later, is a German song written in Austria. And once that began, both sides gave in and put down their weapons. This tune reverberated in the cold, cool air of the trenches and gave hope to their hearts. Upon leaving their soldiers, rather leaving their weapons aside, they met the enemy halfway. And rather than exchanging bullets, they exchanged gifts. Sauerkraut was exchanged for Christmas pudding. Little Christmas trees, tokens, were given for a stocking here and there. That night was a welcome friendship and enjoyment, unheard of, unseen before in war. And the following day, they gathered again, the enemies united in a common game, soccer. Soccer match would be played out on the battlefield. This all happened 100 years ago. Now, if that could happen during war, Christ unites people of hatred and brings peace to their hearts. What can happen in our homes? If God could open hearts at that time so long ago in such a remarkable manner that he could also bestow his grace and peace upon all gathered here tonight. So therefore may the paradoxical Prince of Peace grant us peace in the world, in our home country Australia, in our homes, and most of all, in our hearts this year. Praise be Jesus Christ.